From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Russia is the target of a U.S. congressional hearing. Top U.S. intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of documents from the Democratic National Committee in an effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, National Security Agency Chief Michael Rogers, and Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence Marcel Letter said in prepared opening remarks for their testimony Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee, they called Russian cyber attacks a major threat to national interest. President-elect Donald Trump has repeatedly expressed doubt that Russia meddled in the vote. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan made an attempt to walk that back a bit.
I think this is what the president-elect is legitimately upset about. There are attempts on the left to try and delegitimize this election. That's just bogus. He won fair and square. He won clearly and convincingly. Russia didn't tell Hillary Clinton not to go to Wisconsin or Michigan. They didn't put the server in her basement or put the stuff on Anthony Weiner's laptop. He won the election fair and square, clearly and convincingly. Okay? Now, having said that, do we ever condone any foreign actor, any outside interference from trying to mess with our elections? Of course not. We've been saying this all along.
Donald Trump appeared to backtrack slightly Thursday himself, tweeting that he's a big fan of U.S. intelligence, while at the same time taking a swipe at what he called the dishonest media for misrepresenting his views. Read more about this, see more about this on VOAnews.com. This is VOA. Suspected Kurdish militants set up a car bomb near a courthouse in Turkey's western city of Izmir Thursday, killing a police officer and a courthouse employee, according to authorities. The provincial governor of the area said a clash erupted after our police officers wanted to stop a vehicle at a police checkpoint in front of a courthouse. He said in this clash, terrorists detonated the car bomb while trying to escape. Authorities say two of the assailants were shot dead, and there were reports that a third was being sought. VOA's Turkish service said a vehicle at the scene was burning. At least 10 people were wounded in the attack. Several ambulances rushed to the scene, taking victims to a hospital as police secured the area. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the car bombing in Izmir, an Aegean coastal city. It follows a New Year's shooting rampage at a nightclub in Istanbul in which 39 people were killed. UN humanitarian advisor for Syria Jan Egelin voiced disappointment today that despite an agreed ceasefire largely holding, aid convoys have been denied access to 5 of 21 locations this month, including places in rural Damascus, Homs, and Hama. Turkey and Russia brokered the December 30th cessation of hostilities and have pledged to work to open up access for aid agencies to deliver supplies across Syria. Egelin said that in Geneva. He also warned of water shortages in Damascus that could risk the spread of disease, since the water supply has apparently been cut off by rebels.
We reckon it to be 5.5 million civilians now being affected by the water shortages, meaning that they would not have any tap water anymore, most of them.
Egelin said to sabotage and deny water is, of course, a war crime because it is civilians who drink it and civilians who will be affected by waterborne diseases and others if it's not restored. Israeli police are questioning Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the second time over corruption allegations. Israeli media reported that police investigators arrived on Thursday evening at Netanyahu's official residence to grill him on suspicions that he improperly accepted gifts from wealthy supporters. Investigators had questioned Netanyahu Monday for more than 3 hours. Israel's Justice Ministry has said Netanyahu is being questioned on suspicion of receiving benefits from business people. An Israeli TV station has said Netanyahu accepted favors from businessmen in Israel. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing. He has portrayed the investigation as a witch hunt by hostile media. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.